This is your captain speaking. I'm Arno Jutten, captain of Holland America Line MS Maasdam. You're listening to the So-Called Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. One little correction. Fortunately, my social media person, Adam, keeps me on my toes. And of course, the Angels are in the middle game of a three-game set with the Seattle Mariners. The Seahawks are the football team. Sorry about that, but thank you, Adam. Do appreciate you being out there, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Late last year, Team USA 2025 was selected on the long road to Lyon, France for January of 2025 to compete in the Bocuse d'Or International Culinary Competition. The next hurdle in their long journey to Lyon is coming up in a week and a half in New Orleans, and I thought it was a great time to get Team USA back on the show to update us on their training and progress and what's going to be happening in New Orleans. And it is a pleasure to welcome head chef for Team USA 2025, Stephanie DePalma, back to the show along with her co-mee, Bradley Waddle. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Andy. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Stephanie and Bradley, you know that I am rooting for you. Come up New Orleans, but we'll get there in a minute. Stephanie, since we last talked, your former head coach, Devin Cannell, has actually been up to team president, and you have a new head coach, a Frenchman who I understand has actually competed in the Bocuse d'Or previously. Tell us about him, if you will.
Yeah, so our new coach, he's actually Swedish. He represented Team Sweden in 2019 and 2021, and he reached the podium in 2019 and got silver. So we are really excited. It's our first year that the U.S. has had an international coach, and he brings a different perspective that we're really learning a lot from.
Absolutely. Again, the bar is definitely, rising up, Stephanie, but it's great to have the diversity of voices and experiences, but, you know, also someone that's actually been there, because on the world stage for the Bocuse d'Or in Lyon, in terms of the level of competition and the pressure, Stephanie and Bradley, I don't think it gets any more intense than that. But we will get there. Stephanie, backing up a little bit, since we last talked, give our listeners an overview, if you will, of what a typical training day is like for you and Bradley. And I do believe in terms of your practice facility, as it were. It's only the Culinary Institute of America, their Copia campus in Napa. And I understand the equipment that you're working on is pretty well much state-of-the-art. So give us a little overview of that, if you would.
Right. Yeah, we're very fortunate. We train out of the Copia campus here in Napa for the Culinary Institute. And we have a kitchen that very closely mimics the kitchen space that is in the competition. So we have very similar equipment. It's different from like a traditional American restaurant where you're working on gas stoves, gas ovens. Everything for the competition is electric. So we have to train on induction burners and electric oven and very minimal electric equipment because you only have so much space. So for right now, our typical training days are, we're at a point where we're doing full-timed runs. We're kind of finished with R&D. We know what the menu is going to be. So it's really just honing in the time and efficiency.
Stephanie, it definitely sounds intense.
It can be, but we practice how we want to perform, and we do as many repetitions as we can just to make sure we're really comfortable going into the competition in New Orleans.
Now, for head coach Stefan, In terms of his day-to-day working with you, how does that interaction work? And it's actually Sebastian, my apologies.
Sebastian, yeah. So Chef Sebastian, he's in the kitchen with us every day, and he's taken the lead in very specific design elements we're working on for our kitchen space. But when we're doing these time runs, he stands on the outside of the kitchen, and he, you know, calls out the order of operations just to make sure that we're really on track and on time for this 5.5 hour period.
Sure. Now, we've talked about New Orleans. To give our listeners a little of the background, and then I want to let you take over. I think for the first time, the America's competition is actually being held in the United States. It's being right. held in New Orleans. Can you explain what the America's competition is, Stephanie, as far as then, you know, going on to Lyon? Would you say that this is kind of the prelims? How would you describe it?
Right. It's a prelim. It's a qualification. So Europe has their qualification. Asia has their qualification. And Africa as well. So each region has a qualification where a certain number of countries will basically try out, and then a certain number of countries will actually make it to the final in Lyon. So for the Americas this year, 9 countries are competing and 5 will qualify.
And it is a 2-day competition, from what I understand. Before we kind of get into the dynamics of how that all works, because it's going to be a pretty long day for you and Bradley, I think it's probably an advantage to be competing the first day, but we'll get your opinion on that in a minute. But of all the teams that you're going to be competing against, and I think you mentioned it would be 9 that are from the Americas. Who are you most impressed with at this point? Because obviously Canada has always done well in this competition, but what's your feeling?
Every country that competes at this level is very impressive, and I commend every one of them, but we're just excited to see what everyone does. We all have the same ingredients. We all have the same time, so it really just comes down to flavor and execution. So we're really excited to see what everyone else has come up with.
Now, you compete on the first day, which is June the 12th. There's an order of starting. I think Team USA, you have the latest start of the morning. Do you see that as an advantage or a disadvantage? How would you characterize that?
Right. To me, I don't see any advantage or disadvantage. We're really just 10 minutes apart from the previous team. We all have the same amount of time. We're all using the same ingredients. So again, it just really comes down to execution.
Sure. In terms of, I understand your competition time, you know, you have 2 things you need to execute in 5 hours and 30 minutes. And in terms of the taste and the visuals, this has to stun. Before we take our break, the first thing that I believe you're doing is a theme on a platter. Explain what that means and what the ingredients are, because I don't think these are ingredients you see in Napa every day, Stephanie. Am I right?
Correct. So the platter is the showstopper, the last kind of presentation we do. It's the big platter that they walk in for the audience in front of the jury members. The main protein is wild boar. And it's a really beautiful product that we've had a lot of fun working with. The other components of that are 2 garnishes that are all vegetable-based. And one of them has to really showcase the country you're representing, but we're going to keep some of those details to ourselves right now. And then the final thing, which was a very big surprise, is a side dish using white corn grits and alligator sausage.
You don't deal with those every day, Stephanie?
Not so much. But this was a really inspiring dish for us. And Comey Bradley had a great, a very passionate idea about what we're going to do. So we will see that in about a week and a half.
Oh, but that's something that needs to be kept under wraps at this point in terms of Comey Bradley's idea. Okay, well, you know, we definitely don't want to give anybody an advantage because, again, we're here rooting for Team USA. Now, the platter itself, tell us a little bit about the design of the platter because you actually have a designer that's been working with Team USA for a number of years and is spectacular is the food is that goes either on the platter or on the plate. Obviously, the holding vessel needs to be pretty spectacular, too. What can you tell us about that that's not giving away any secrets?
Right. So the platter the designer that you mentioned, Martin Kastner, he is actually going to be designing our platter for Lyon if we qualify. But the pair that designed our platter for this is actually, Coach Sebastian and his sister Sarah, she designed the platter for Team Sweden last year for the final in Lyon, and she helped design Sebastian's platter when he competed as well. So they kind of really worked together and made a platter that is very effective in what we want to do, but also we are keeping budget in mind for this portion of the competition.
Sure, understandable. Now, Stephanie, before we take our first break, there are actually travel packages for our listeners that might want to be part of all of this because having an excuse to go to New Orleans is not a bad thing, but also supporting Team USA and getting a feel for what the Bocuse d'Or in Lyon is like. You know, this is a heck of a lot closer. Where can our listeners get the details on all those travel packages?
Right. If you go to the BocuseDor.com website, there is an America's tab, and it should direct you right to the links to get tickets and find out more about the competition. And actually, on the 11th is the qualifying America's portion for the Pastry World Cup, the Coup de Monde. So that it could turn into a three-day event for those wishing to kind of support the U.S.
Again, in terms of the level of that pastry competition, that's pretty impressive, too. You know, you can definitely see the best of the best in 3 days in New Orleans, which, as I say, you know, not a bad thing. We are speaking with the two members of Team USA 2025 on the road to Lyon in January of next year. The first hurdle to be able to get to Lyon is the America's competition, which is coming up in New Orleans on June 12th and 13th. Team USA competes on June 12th. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side, but we are speaking with head chef Stephanie DePalma and her commis Bradley Waddle. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Please stay with us.